to see, like we were talking about late in that first half, you know, Romberg comes in, you know, and in high school, you don't plan a lot with your backup quarterback because, you know, your starting quarterback in high school really gets the most of the reps. And, of course, Romberg's got other duties out there. So if he's just the backup quarterback, you know, we're not sure how much he's going to pass tonight. So
indeed. And for the Vikings, like we mentioned, the big play of the first half was that long pitch and run to Jack Barth. Other than that, the Vikings, they got some yards, but they had to work to get them.
They did, and that is really a credit to that defense all around. I mean, that front line, we talk about this. Again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, so to speak, but they bend and don't break. They give up 2, 3, 4, 5, and they're not giving up big chunks for the most part. And I know they're exhausted because, of course, the offense is struggling, you know, going 3 and out. The defense doesn't get a big chance to rest, so really credit to that defense. And again, 2 plays. I mean, the penalty and the 66-yard run. Otherwise, this game is, you know, it's a different ball game,
right,
if you don't give up those 2 plays, I think.
I think you're right. Well, we'll remind you that our sponsors for our broadcasts on 99.7 Max FM are brought to you by these sponsors: State Farm, Chris Stanton Agency, Pals Brewing, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, and Baraboo State Bank. Let's talk about some of the other action that's happening in Baraboo High School Athletics. We mentioned the JV football game preceded that one, and honestly, I did not catch the final score.
I did not either. You know, when I came in here at 6:25, it was over already.
Well, we've got some other action. The girls' tennis team, they were in action tonight versus Reedsburg right here at home. Of course, this is a busy time in the fall season, all the different sports going, spinning things forward to the weekend. On Saturday, the boys' soccer team has a home match versus Toma. Swimming team, the girls' varsity relays will be taking place right here at Jack Young Middle School. And the boys' soccer team, the JV team, that is going to be in action versus West Salem. That's going to be at home. So they've got a couple of home soccer matches against a couple of different opponents here on Saturday. And looking to the week ahead, starting Monday, girls golf team, they've got a match versus Reedsburg here at Baraboo Country Club. On Tuesday, tennis team has got a dual meet versus Sauk Prairie, again here at Baraboo High School. All kinds of home action here coming up this week. Soccer team, boys varsity match is going to be versus Reedsburg right here at home at Baraboo High School. And the swimming team, the girls have a varsity triangular. Again, that's going to be at the Jack Young Middle School pool. Boy, Culver's is going to have a huge week.
They are.
All this home action coming up.
I got to give a shout out to one more game that was going on tonight. My daughter's 7th grade first volleyball game for Baraboo up in the Dells. So
at the Jag?
And no, at the middle school.
Oh, okay.
At the Dells. So.
Okay, very good.
I'll find out later.
The career begins.
We're running ragged with multiple sports. It's a wonderful life.
Well, you got multiple girls in multiple sports.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
That will keep you busy. So looking forward to going to a week from tonight. Looking at Thursday's schedule, girls volleyball team, they're going to have a home contest versus Reedsburg. Boys, the JV2, that's the freshman football team, they're going to be hosting La Crosse Central here Thursday night. And I mentioned volleyball, home Thursday. That gets you through this week anyway. The T-Birds, of course, the football T-Birds, are going to be on the road Friday night. They're going to be at La Crosse Central on Friday the 20th. All kinds of action and various sports here for the T-Birds. We hope you can keep an eye on those on NFHS.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the T-Birds discussed about the offensive strategy for the second half. And
right.
And again,
yeah, how much retooling can you do in the locker room?
Not a lot. I mean, let's be honest. You got a backup quarterback, so there are some things you can work on with him, remind him of some certain things, spend some time with him, talking to him. But, you know, it's very difficult because, of course, Romberg's got a normal position. And to throw him in there and just expect him to come out against a very good Holman team, and you're not exactly going to, you know, just drop back to pass and drop 30-yard dimes when you're the backup quarterback in high school. You know,
right.
That's just the way it is. So I've been in locker rooms before where we're down by more, because we had some tough games my senior year. One of them, we were down 27-0 at halftime, and you basically just talk about, you know, what are the big things you can affect? I mean, at this point, you know, Baraboo is not out of this game. They're not.
Absolutely.
They are only, you know, like we talk about, two plays away from this being like a 3 or a 6 or a 10-point game at most. So you got to focus on the offense because the defense is doing its job. They really are doing what they can to keep Baraboo in this game.
And to open the second half, if memory served, the T-Birds kicked it away, so they'll be receiving the second half kickoff. So that gives you an opportunity there. Like you said, one score and you're right back in this ballgame, trailing at the moment 17-0. But it does have that feeling like it really could be anybody's game.
It absolutely
could be.
A couple
of big plays either way could shift momentum.
It's a lot different than when I was down 27-0 at Hartford my senior year, and Coach Randy Ebright walks into the locker room. He was pretty mad at us. We were getting our butts whipped. And he said, "You've given up," and I'll give you the PG version. He says, "You've given up 27 blankety points. Are you going to go out there and do that again, or are you going to man up?" You know what we lost? And that is not a lie. 54-0.
Exactly right.
So this is a far cry from that. So,
well, reviewing that first half, so the Vikings scored on their opening possession. The big play there, of course, the 28-yard field goal by Davis. But before they got there, they had a 32-yard reception by Barth. And we'll talk more about how the first half scoring happened after this break on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio for an unforgettable time. Visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we are in the second half here at Baraboo High School with the Holman Vikings.
Goes into the end zone.
Kicking it away to the Thunderbirds. It's going to be a touchback. Thunderbirds will start off first and 10 at the 20.
Their kicker once again boots that.
Yeah.
Davis boots that through the end zone for a touchback.
Yeah, Evan Davis is here to crush the ball and eat cupcakes. He's fresh out of cupcakes.
Yeah, you know, we were talking at halftime after that 53-yard attempt that came up 3 yards short. It'd be interesting to see who's recruiting Davis for college because he's a college type kicker.
Looks like a college level leg. T-Birds come out, and that's going to be a short gain on first and 10. That was Elliot Romberg on another quarterback keeper. He is in at quarterback, replacing the injured Zach Burgess. We are told that Burgess is out with a concussion.
Yes, and so when he was kind of limping off the field, I think his head was unfortunately swimming. We weren't aware of that. He was being kind of carried off and kind of limping.
Second and 9 coming up for the Thunderbirds. They trail the Holman Vikings 17-0 as we open play in the second half here in Mississippi Valley Conference action. Pistol look, Romberg with a give to putt camera, but we've got some whistles pre-snap.
Prior to the snap, a flag.
Usually a false
play.
Start.
It is indeed. It's going to be second and longer for the Thunderbirds.
That'll be a 5-yard penalty, and we'll
it's one of those games where we haven't had a lot of huge flags. There have been a fair number. Wouldn't say it's really affected the outcome of the game.
It has not, and unfortunately, it's really gone against Baraboo. I don't have the amount of penalties in front of me in the yardage, but, you know, we've gotten at least one or two holding calls, a personal foul call, a pass interference call, now at least one false start. So
second and 15 for the Thunderbirds. Romberg flanked by a pair of backs as he takes a shotgun snap. He's looking to keep, looking for a crease off the right tackle and doesn't get much. A short pickup is going to bring up a third and long for Baraboo.
Looks like number 51 for Holman. As I look at my sheet, made a nice shoestring tackle. Adam Schmidt, unfortunately, made that tackle on Romberg.
Now, we haven't seen Romberg attempt a pass. The only completed pass was from Zach Burgess before he went out. Well, do we see him open it up a little bit here on third and long?
I will say you should. I mean, I'll be honest. You got nothing to lose. You're down 17-0. The running game's not working. And so give him a shot. Give him a chance.
Looks like Romberg's looking to throw. He's back to pass. Firing right side.
Beautiful spiral.
Into double coverage. It's intercepted. Looks like that's Barth. He's to the 40. To the Thunderbird 35. And he trips. That's not Barth. That's number one.
Yeah, that's number one for...
I stand corrected. Number one, Matthew Kahn. So that's an interception and a return of just shy of 20 yards. And Holman is going to have a golden opportunity on their first possession of the second half.
I'll be honest. It was a beautiful, tight.
It was a good-looking ball into double coverage.
25, 30-yard yard spiral, but it was unfortunately into double coverage. So.
And on that play, is that, yeah, the safety was able to pick that ball off and return it to the Thunderbird 37, 38. So kudos to Matthew Kahn on that interception. Now it's first and 10 for the Vikings. They're looking to build on a 17-point lead. Burgett pitches to Faherty. Faherty's dragged down, nearly dragged down by the jersey, breaks the tackle. He's inside the 35. He's got a gain of about 4, maybe 5.
75, Kirchberg got so much of his jersey.
He got a handful of jersey.
And he just slipped out of his hands.
John Faherty, the ball carrier.
So it's going to be second and about 6.
They're at about the 29, it looks like.
Kirchberg and Hayden.
One receiver split wide to the right. Everyone else tight to the formation for the Vikings. And the Thunderbirds have jumped. No call.
That tells me that they didn't cross the line of scrimmage, and that is the difference in high school. If you cross the line, it's automatically whether you touch someone or not.
Burgett with an inside handoff. That's going to be a short gain on second. Second down for the Vikings. Is that Faherty again?
Couldn't tell.
Yep, Faherty again. That's a short game. This is going to be third and about 5. The Vikings starting in Baraboo territory after the interception.
Has been turned in at the concession stand near the south end of the field.
This is two down territory for Holman. They're just, I mean, I'd be shocked if they pass. You know, they want to pick up 2, 3, 4, 5 yards here so that they set up a very short fourth down if they don't get it.
Third and 5 from the Baraboo 27. Burgett is under center. He's got one receiver wide to the right. He's looking to pitch.
Oh,
it's loose.
Down.
And the Thunderbirds have it. That's going to be a turnover. Baraboo pouncing on that ball at the 30-yard line.
17, number 17.
Jackson
Puttkamer. And that is, again, the second time that they've had trouble with that pitch. Not connecting with his running back, who's trailing him, waiting. You know, and this is what's tough. Well, Baraboo is running to the line. We're in a hurry up.
They're looking to make something happen.
They are.
Elliot Romberg takes a shotgun snap. He's looking to roll left, looking to run. Looking for a crack in that defense. Doesn't get much. He's back to about the line of scrimmage.
Might have lost a yard or two, but
yeah,
like
he might have.
What we were saying was, you know, that's totally up. The quarterback in that situation has complete autonomy on what he wants to do. He's reading the defense. He's seeing if someone's going to step up and hit him. If they're not, he's going to keep that ball. And so the running back is kind of waiting, wondering. And so sometimes that happens with that pitch.
Second and 12. Romberg takes a shotgun snap. Ooh, nobody was home when he looked the handoff. He's in trouble, but he breaks a tackle. Rolling right, looking to throw. He's got a man making the catch in traffic and breaking three for a first down near midfield.
That's Husselman.
Ethan Husselman.
Beautiful catch. And that picks up, boy, that's about 18 yards, give or take, huh?
I think even more.
And there's a flag on the play. Preliminary indication is
roughing the passer.
Roughing the passer to
this
boot.
This is going to be big for the Tigers. So that was a completion of 20-plus yards to Husselman. Plus the penalty.
We're going to back this up. We're going to count this. We're going to say it's probably the next stripe. So, yeah, about 22 yards.
So a big catch by Ethan Husselman. And now with
line.
The penalty.
First and 10 for the Thunderbirds.
Do you think that was drawn up like that?
At the 38. I don't think so.
Like, I don't either. I feel like he turned and said, uh-oh.
Yep, there's a first down. There's a handoff to putt camera. He pile drives to about the 35. Yeah, he looked to his left and was surprised to find nobody there to hand the ball to. So he rolled right in desperation.
I agree.
Managed to make a little something happen. Found Husselman on his rollout to the right, who made the catch. And we got the penalty on top of it. Now the T-Birds will have second and about six at the 35.
And, of course, the risk with what happened there, passing, if that is a broken play, your lineman could be downfield, mm-hmm. not knowing that he's going to pass it.
Right. Two backs. Flank Romberg. He's looking to throw. Looking left. Rolling left. He's got to get rid of this one. And it's a duck. It's intercepted. Picked off at the 40-yard line. That's number five.
And he was trying to connect with Husselman, but unfortunately he just lofted it.
Ja'Kai Ayed on the interception and return to about the 42-yard line of Holman.
He lofted the ball very gently, very slowly, and instead of firing it in the breadbasket, that was a floater, unfortunately.
So that's two consecutive Baraboo drives that have ended in interceptions. We talked about maybe needing to open things up with Turnut Lewis, and that's the downside.
That is the downside, but I will give them credit for this. Look at where they were at. I mean, they were driving. They were at the 40-yard line of Holman. They were moving the chains. So, and what's the risk when you're down 17-0?
First and 10 for the Vikings at the 42-yard line. There's a handoff to Faraday. He is dropped for a short gain.
And that's, again, a little bit of that inexperienced backup quarterback comes in, and, you know, he just needs to put some pepper on that pass. Right. And I think Husselman, he was open. You know, when he let go of the ball, Husselman was open.
Right.
I saw it, and you could see the whole thing in slow motion, that slow lofted pass.
We were like, oh, good pass. Oh, no.
I know.
You could see the defender breaking on the ball.
Yes, exactly. The defender did a great job breaking on the ball, and unfortunately, you know, Husselman was caught just waiting for the slow loft.
Second and 9 for the Vikings. They need to reach the Baraboo 48. It's Holman 17, Baraboo 0. We're midway through the third quarter. Burgett looking to roll left. The lefty looking to fire. He does. Downfield, that's a duck.
A duck.
And it falls incomplete at about the 35-yard line. It'll be third and long for Holman.
Burgett's that ball was intended for number 22, A.J. Hollish.
But it falls incomplete.
But that came up at least 3 yards short.
And he was running for his life.
He was.
He couldn't set.
He was.
So this is
a big third down.
Yeah, this is an opportunity for the T-Birds, too, if you can get a stop here. Now, we know the big-legged punter is likely to pin you deep, but you want to make a big play here and give your offense a chance.
Anytime you can get the ball back anywhere is a win, right?
Right.
That's just the way it is.
Third and 9 for Holman. They're at about the 43-yard line. Burgett gives to Faraday. Faraday's around left end. He's got a couple yards, but he'll be dropped.
Great
at
play
the 46.
Out there.
So it's going to be fourth and about 5 coming up.
It's on
the
our
Vikings.
Far side, but that is Jackson Putcomer, who made the big stop, the solo tackle.
Faraday
only gave up a couple yards, and you're looking at a long fourth and 6.
And they're going to bring the puck team on.
They are.
You mentioned Jackson Puckhammer. He was second-team all-conference as a linebacker and running back last year. Had 69 tackles defensively and 720 yards rushing.
And he was a heck of a Church League softball player for St. Joe's this year.
Is that right?
Yep. Played with his dad. His dad's a really good softball player.
Fourth and six, high snap. Davis grabs it, boots it away. This is an end-over-end kick. It's going to be fielded at about the 22, and the variable returner will be dropped. Was that Jordy Beal?
Now, this will be interesting.
That's Romberg.
There's laundry on the field, so I don't know if he called a fair catch.
I think that might have been just the marker.
Oh, it was the marker?
The place, I gotcha. Marker,
all right, yeah. Sounds good. It came out, you know, it comes off those reflective lights, and you kind of think.
The T-Birds are in business. They'll have first and 10 at their own 22 after stopping Holman, forcing a punt. We've got 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Baraboo still looking to get the offense on track. They showed some signs on their previous drive.
Baraboo absolutely needs to score on this drive. There's no way around that if they want to stay in this ball game.
Romberg takes a snap, runs up the gut, short game.
Yeah, Romberg's only going to get about two. That was a back to the right up the gut play.
Second and long coming up for Baraboo.
Romberg rushes for a short game.
The Vikings come into this game at 2-1. They've had a couple of impressive victories over Sauk Prairie and Onalaska. T-Birds at 0-3, looking for their first win of the season.
Among others, there for the tackle.
That 0-3 is a surprise. That Toma game was a coulda, shoulda, woulda. I think they'd take that one back in a heartbeat if they could.
For sure. Second eight. This is a handoff to Puckhammer on the inside. He's a hammer. He's going to get you a couple yards. It'll bring up a third and long for the T-Birds. And we mentioned earlier in the broadcast that the T-Birds had some leads last week.
Rushes for a three-yard game.
Couldn't hang on. They had leads in the second quarter. They led 21-6 in the second quarter and 23-18 in the fourth quarter, but couldn't hang on and lost 26-23 at Toma last Friday.
And that's a Toma team that they handled pretty easily, yeah. I think, the prior year. And indeed, that was one that you
when and
you
beat look, them in the playoffs
when
as well.
Yeah, that's right, and beat them in the playoffs. Great point. So they beat them twice. And that's one of those games you circle and you go, okay, we got a W here if we play our game.
Third and six. Romberg takes a snap. He's looking to run left. He's going to be dropped well short of the first down. He's at about the 30. This is going to be a fourth and about three.
Romberg, the ball carrier, picks up a few yards, but comes up short of the first down.
This will be interesting to see what Baraboo does. I'll be honest. I know they're way far back, but they only need about 2.5 yards.
Right.
So
now Romberg is not only playing quarterback, he's punting, but now he's walking gingerly, and they're taking him out.
They
for number 31. Now, is he a backup punter? Yeah, I think he is.
He is. Romberg does. He's walking off.
31
with a
is
limp.
Owen Rogers. Owen Rogers is on to punt this away here on a fourth and about two. Fourth and a long two. Kahn's back deep. It's a high punt. This is going to be a little short. It's going to bounce near midfield.
A
Baraboo bounce. It'll send it inside the 40. At about the 38-yard line. So that's where the Vikings will take over. A three and out for the Thunderbirds. Still working to get that offense on track.
They really need Romberg to recover. I don't know who the backup to the backup is if they need another quarterback. So,
well, we talked about how the transfer from Reedsburg, Aiden Throgmorton, started the opener at Sauk Prairie, and that was obviously an offensive struggle for the T-Birds. They went to Zach Burgess after that point, so I don't know where he might be on the depth chart if Romberg can't go.
Romberg is out there. He is lined
He's
up
out
on
there
our
on defense.
Yep, he is lined up the out here. You know, Baraboo does this 3-3-5. He's lined up in the back here on our side.
Burgett's looking to keep. Oh, and he's got a crack. He's going to go all the way. He's in the clear to the 30, the 20, the 10, and a touchdown for the Vikings.
Touchdown
their
Holman.
Second long rushing touchdown of the ball game, and that's going to be a 62-yarder.
62-yarder.
62-yard touchdown run.
And he just kind of went right through. Nothing fancy there. He just kind of sidestepped, went right up the gut.
He sort
really
of waited
wasn't
for
touched.
The, he just sort of took it into the pile, to find a gap, found one, and was gone.
And
the Thunderbird safeties will probably have something to answer for on that play.
Davis on.
It's 23-0 Holman as they line up the extra point for Davis. Kick is up.
And
it looks good. It looks like a 50-yard extra point there.
Yes. In the third quarter from Flambeau Field, it's Holman Vikings 24, Baraboo Thunderbirds, 0.
So Thunderbirds now trail 24-0. Only 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Brandon, as an ex-Thunderbird, how do you approach the rest of the game here? Wait, I got to correct myself. You're never an ex. You're forever a Thunderbird.
Yes, that's right. We talked about this last year,
how do you approach the rest of the game here going forward?
I mean, you have to approach it as if the game's, you know, as if it's close, as if you're tied. I was 2-7 my senior year. I've got some experience with big losses. And you just, yes, you get a little disheartened, but you've got to just every play grind it out. Play your hardest. And you realize when you're out there at this point that it's a tough road to hoe, that you might not win anymore.
You're on to your backup quarterback who is hobbled. Realizing this might not be our night.
Correct.
How do you persevere?
You just grind it out. You do your job. Each one of these guys just does their own job. They don't worry about anybody else. They don't worry what's going on. They don't worry about the score. They've got their jobs to do. They know their plays. They know, you know, and so they just go out and they do it. And you just keep fighting and you keep talking positively if you can out there.
Gavin Davis ready to kick off. He launches it, but it's going to be returnable. No, it's going to take a bounce into the end zone. Thunderbirds will take a touchback there and start first and 10. Well, we talked a little bit about how the T-Birds, their next contest is going to be on the road Friday at La Crosse Central, and they're going to come home on the 27th against La Crosse Logan. That's going to be homecoming already, if you can believe that. Our second broadcast of the year is going to be homecoming night. How about that?
That's incredible.
As for our visitors, after tonight's game, they host Toma on Friday the 20th, and then they go on a little bit of a road trip. They're going to be at Sparta, at La Crosse Central. Then the Vikings will host Logan and then finish their season on the road at Reedsburg. And I hesitate to use the word Reedsburg around Brandon.
Oh.
He gets fired up.
Ooh, I get fired up.
First
Always
and ten
a good rivalry.
For the
good friendly rivalry.
Inside handoff. Puttkammer. He breaks a tackle. He's around the left end, heading down the sideline. 32-yard line. Solid pickup on first down for the T-Birds. In fact, that's a first down throw.
We're going to give him about 12 yards on that. You know, he had great presence to know that the inside was blocked off, and he bounced around to the left and made the corner. Picked up 12.
As we tick down in the final minutes here of the third quarter, T-Birds looking to get something shaken. They're down 24-0. But there's a good start to this drive. First down pickup on the ground. Two backs, flank Romberger. He juggles the snap. He's just going to keep this one. Try to pick up a yard or two, make the best of a tough situation. He gets three.
Might have been the design play anyway, but it's, hot potato there. He did a good job of it. The snap was a little high, and he did a good job of bobbling it and getting a few yards on it.
Second and seven coming up for the T-Birds. The previous two drives have ended in interceptions. One receiver split out wide to the right. That's Trevon Lawyer. A couple of backs standing right next to Romberg. He takes the shotgun snap, gives to Puttkammer. Puttkammer is in a crowded pile in the middle of the field. He got a yard, maybe. It's going to be a third and long for Baraboo.
After coming off back-to-back interceptions, it'll be interesting to see if Turkington lets him. Now, you know, when it's third and seven, which it is, I'm sorry, you've got no choice. You got to pass the ball.
Unless you got a big play.
Unless you got
back.
Something up your sleeve. Right. I mean, otherwise, you know, they've barely picked up 7 yards on runs all night. So
one receiver to the right. Fake handoff here. Romberg's going to roll right. Flings and finds a wide open receiver. This is going to be a first down catch. Knocked out of bounds at midfield.
Looked like A.J. Elliott Robert's on the catch there.
Completed to AJ
nice pickup for the Thunderbirds. They pick up a third and long through the air. It's A.J. Elliott. It's going to be first and 10 at midfield.
Great play there. And Romberg was scrambling to get out of the way.
Gain on the play.
They have, defense was bearing down, and Romberg did a great job. Elliott, to his credit, was wide open.
We got one receiver split wide to the left. That's Lawyer. A couple of backs next to Romberg as he awaits the shotgun snap. He's looking to run. He's going to roll left. He's got one tackler to evade. He does. He's going to pick up 5 yards to the 45, 6-7 to the 41. Nice pickup on first down. Little quarterback
Romberg
sneak. Little scramble. Designed run, but
9 yards there.
Nice 9-yard pickup for Romberg. And his helmet is knocked off. He's going to come to the sideline for a second here.
Made the stop for the Vikings.
We got Vicky Chapman taking our photo. This is my second modeling gig this week. We're promoting Baraboo Oktoberfest.
Notice you haven't gotten paid for any of them.
Yeah, exactly. Encourage you to join us at Baraboo Oktoberfest a week from Saturday at Circus World. In the meantime, here on the 2nd and 1, Jackson Puckhammer runs up the gut for the first down, but we have a flag.
Puckhammer rushes up the middle for a first
I think that
down,
was the back judge who threw that one.
Flags on the play.
Interesting to see Owen Rogers come in.
Oh, it's going to be a face mask.
Yeah,
beautiful. I think because Romberg's helmet came off, I think they had to bring Rogers in, and that answers our question of who the third stringer is.
Exactly. So not only is he the backup punter,
the third
he's also the third string quarterback.
And getting more action than you would like to see from that position.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not good when you see him in at those positions.
No offense, Owen, but right.
Yeah, no offense,
that's not exactly how you draw it up. It's first and 10 for the Thunderbirds. They're at about the 34-yard line. Like I mentioned, the Chamber, we're promoting Baraboo Oktoberfest coming up a week from Saturday. That was my other modeling gig besides posing here as part of the broadcast team.
Oh,
here's Jackson Puckhammer with another nice-looking run. He's going to get over the 30-yard line to about the 29. Nice pickup of about 5 on first down.
And that was all grit because Puckhammer was stuffed basically at the line of scrimmage, and he kept going and broke free and picked up that 5 yards.
And here's the best-looking drive of the night for the Thunderbirds offense. 2nd and 5. They are inside the Vikings' 30-yard line, trailing 24-0. Romberg takes a shotgun snap, gives to Puckhammer. Why not? He's rolling, working up a lather. He breaks one tackle, spins, and is dropped. Picked up a couple. It's going to be 3rd and short coming up for Baraboo.
He's a workhorse. He never goes down on that first hit. Or if he did, it's because it's tackled by multiple guys. So credit to Jackson. He's just a grinder. He's staying upright. He's keeping his legs moving.
That's what
they always talked about with these running backs and these fullbacks is keep your legs moving. Keep your legs moving.
Always. And he's playing both ways as well, you know, playing linebacker and playing running back. He's out there all game, literally all game long.
Which is unique these days, but, you know, quite common up until 10, 15 years ago.
Well, right. I was going to say, only programs with really great numbers afford to have guys go one way.
Correct.
That's quite an advantage if you can swing it. So our score at the end of 3 quarters, it's Holman 24, Baraboo 0. But the Thunderbirds are on the march with their best-looking drive of the night so far. They're going to be looking at a 3rd and 4 deep into Vikings territory when we start the 4th quarter. So we'll remind you our sponsors here to bring you Baraboo Thunderbirds Athletics on 99.7 Max FM include State Farm, Chris Stanton Agency, Pals Brewing, Seasons Counseling, the Don Larson Superstore, and Baraboo State Bank.
Which Don Larson Superstore is that?
Right.
They got another one now.
Now they've got Don Larson Ford as well, yeah. 2 locations serving you in Baraboo.
Well, I got to tell this story. I'm wearing this shirt tonight. Yeah. We've got about 30 seconds here before this fourth quarter starts. I've got this shirt tonight.
Oh, yes.
My mother, a couple weeks ago, said to me, you know, I found this shirt in at our house, and I think it was your dad's old shirt. And she showed it to me, and it is from 1996, and it is beautiful. It's the old logo.
First down and handoff. Romberg to Puckhammer. He breaks a few tackles. He's inside the 20 for another Thunderbird
Jackson
first down.
Jackson was an ankle tackle. Man, Dave Mowers. Jackson was an ankle tackle away from a touchdown.
He nearly broke that one.
He did. Busts through for, what did he pick up there, about a dozen yards?
He did indeed. It's 1st and 10 inside the 20 for the Thunderbirds. They are now driving to our
first
right.
1st and 10 from inside the 20.
Shotgun snap. Romberg gives to Puckhammer. Stick with what works. He is bottled up, but he's still going to fall forward for a couple of yards on first down.
Tackled by probably three Holman.
So you have this vintage T-shirt with the 90s era logo.
It is vintage original, so this would have been my sophomore year. The team was very good, won the South Central Conference, won a playoff game. Guys like Travis Zick were the starting senior quarterbacks, and this was the last year of that logo. Then they went to the Motion B in 97.
On 2nd and 6, another give to Puckhammer. He's a ramrod right up the gut, picked up another 3, maybe 4. It's going to be 3rd and short for the Thunderbird offense.
The Motion B, of course, was because the Motion W that the Badgers had gone to just a few years earlier was all the rage in the state, so other teams are trying to kind of copy them and do their own motion letters.
Now the T-Birds go with the matte navy helmets with the glimmering gold numerals. Here's the third down play. A pair of backs flank Romberg. He gives. That's number 34 this time. Huselman with a carry. He got a short gain. It's going to be short.
It's going to be a full yard short.
Yeah. Ethan Huselman rushes up close to a Thunderbird.
Fourth and short for the T-Birds. They'll keep the offense on the field here. This has been their best opportunity to score here tonight.
Make a short gain. Fourth yard. Fourth.
Well, this is interesting. We're calling this fourth and three, fourth and two and a half, and I don't know if you can go right up the gut here. I just.
One receiver wide to the left. Romberg takes a snap. And he's going to be bottled up. He tried to run right, nothing there, and this is going to be a turnover on downs for the Thunderbirds. So their most promising drive of the night falls short.
Romberg keeps himself and is tackled in the backfield.
And that's a shame. Holman wasn't fooled in any fashion out there. Romberg ran right into a wall of Holman football players, and to be honest, never had too much of a chance.
So they're going to take over inside the 20, about the 12-yard line.
Yep. 12-yard line, first and 10 for Holman.
So Holman leading 24-0, gets the ball back. We're at about 10 minutes to go in the game. Bergen under center. Hands off. Inside give. Short gain. I'm going to guess that's Faherty under the pile. Let's see.
You're going to see.
Well, maybe.
You're going to see a lot of this. They're not, you know, they don't need to take the risk of these pitches anymore. They want to keep the clock going.
Right.
You know, short handoff dives, just right over the tackle, right over the guards. That's probably a lot of what you're going to see.
Second and about eight for Holman.
No receivers at all set.
Another inside give. I should say a keep. Burgett kept it, and that's going to be a first down.
You know, he's faked.
He's been deceptive.
He has faked us out a couple of times tonight. They are very, you can tell, they practice that play a lot. They are very good at that.
Alex Burgett with a first down run. It's not that impressive to fool us, but it counts for something. And, of course, the Vikings will be methodical now. Let some clock run. They've got a fresh set of downs and a 24-point lead.
This is just O-line versus defensive line now.
Burgett under center. Gives this time, and that's going to be another solid pickup. Close to first down yardage, maybe a little short on that run.
If it's short, he got 9 yards and... Well, 9 3/4 yards about.
And that was A.J. Ollis.
Burgett rushes up close to another first down.
It's going to be second and short for the Vikings, and they're going to let the time continue to run.
Logan Sweeney and A.J. Elliott combined for the tackle.
T-Birds defense has been out there a lot tonight.
They have. They've got to be gassed. Although, you know, Baraboo did have a nice drive, just fell a little short on that last one.
Second down and short for Holman. They're going to get the first down here on that inside handoff to number two, Markowski.
Beautiful.
Ezra Markowski.
Beautiful wrap-up tackle by Michael Hobler. Took him down all by himself. Haven't called his name tonight. Proud to call him tonight on that play.
Fresh set of downs here for the Vikings. First and 10. They're still in their own territory at about the 38. But time is ticking away here. We're under 8 minutes to go. And there's a pitch to Barth. Looking to get out to the right sideline, but he's stopped short. Now he's going to reverse field. He gets through a couple of T-Bird tacklers, but it's a short gain. It was similar to the play he scored the touchdown on in the first half.
It was. That was the first pitch we've seen in a while, and I'll be honest, I'm quite surprised they're willing to do that. Although, it's not like it's a 7-point game,
right.
So I guess worst-case scenario is...
And brings up second down.
Worst-case scenario is they're still up 24 if they would turn that over, like they have twice on that tonight.
Right, exactly. They're calling it second and six for the Vikings at the 42-yard line. Burgett is under center, working his Magic. This time he hands off to Barth. Barth finds a gap in the middle of the line, and he is rolling to the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Touchdown. That is going to be a 58-yard touchdown run for Jack Barth.
There was nothing complicated about that. That was just a handoff to the right-hand side, right between the guard and the tackle, and there must have been a big old hole opened up on that front line because he ran through there and was never touched.
And with that score, it's 30-0 Holman leading at Baraboo here with under 7 minutes to go.
Davis
is going to line up the extra point. He has been perfect tonight. The snap is down, the kick is up and good, and it's 31-0.
Davis is a senior. If anybody from Holman's listening to this, you know, give us a text. Let us know where he's going to college.
I know a certain pro team that was looking for kickers not long ago.
That's the truth. They should hire. Mason Crosby.
I was just going to say, I don't want to set you up for your Mason Crosby rant.
The greatest Green Bay Packer kicker in the history.
There we go.
History of that team.
Anyway, that's Thunderbird legend Brandon Wegner. I am Ben Brownlee, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Happy to be with you tonight. It's a beautiful night for football here at Flambeau Field at Baraboo High School. It has been pretty much all Holman here this evening. They lead 31-0. Baraboo's had a few bright spots, had a good drive the last time they had the ball, and they've jumped on a couple of turnovers, but the
big play.
The Vikings have been in control.
That is what's hurting us tonight, the big play. Too many big plays, and we have talked about how
three big touchdowns.
Overall, the defense, it's a bit deceiving. The defense has played pretty darn well. Because Holman's very impressive with what they do on offense with the pitches, the fake pitches. The quarterback's very talented keeper. But they're going to have to focus on how do we not give up these big plays.
Right. No question. T-Bird's going to receive the kickoff here. Twin safeties back deep awaiting Davis's kickoff. He approaches the ball at the 40, lets it rip. This is another strong kick. It's going to be fielded shy of the goal line. That's Lawyers across the 10. He's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 17. Trevon Lawyer on the return. It's going to be first and 10 for the T-Birds, deep in their own territory.
Just short of the 20-yard line.
Field's in beautiful condition.
It
looks
really
nice
is.
Out there tonight.
And it gets a lot of use. You know, you got three
it
football
does.
Teams. You got how many soccer teams all using Flambeau Field?
Credit to the high school maintenance team for keeping it looking as good as it is. Of course, you know, it's been pretty dry, so
right.
That's nice. You got the, you don't have to worry about a mud bowl or anything like that.
Indeed. First and 10 for the T-Birds. This is one
first
of those cases where you think, well, maybe if you can put together a scoring drive, maybe that gives you a little momentum leading into next week. Romber awaits the shotgun snap. He hands off to Puttkammer. Puttkammer right into the teeth of the defense. He is turned back. No gain.
This is always a kind of a crossroads for a coach because you don't want to lead your younger kids, your less experienced kids, maybe you call them, to slaughter by putting them in. But at some point, you kind of got to get them a little experience in situations
right.
like this.
And you'd imagine Holman would be doing the same thing.
Well, you got to wait for the defense to kind of put theirs in
right.
first because you don't want the 10th graders going up against the seniors of Holman. But
second and 10 coming up for the Thunderbirds. Romber's got the snap. He's looking to pass. Looking left. Now he's going to scramble instead. He's got a little room to work. He's going to be across the 20. Oh,
uh-oh.
And the ball popped loose. I think the T-Birds jumped on it. We're going to find out.
Holman's saying they got it, but we're not sure. They're not the refs. So.
Yeah, right. We can't take their word for it.
You know, oh, boy.
And now we got some
extracurriculars.
Flags after the play. We've also got medical personnel out there.
I think Romberg got hit real hard on that play.
Official timeout.
We're going to sort through all this.
He's up. He's up, but he looks like he took a big hit.
Yeah. Well, and you're going to be looking at a third and a few anyway.
If this penalty's on us, if it's unsportsmanlike conduct, it's
right.
because it's – it's one of Baraboo's.
Unsportsmanlike on Baraboo, and there's going to be another one on the Vikings.
Yeah.
This will be an offsetting penalty, so it is going to be a third and 7 yards maybe.
You know, and it was away from the pile, and so I didn't see who, but they were two guys are just pushing each other a little bit there.
We talk about, you know, the young players coming in. That actually came up with our friends to the west, Reedsburg, when they called off their first two games. There was some thought of, well, can't you just send the JV team to replace the varsity team? And then that would be your concern, is the risk of injury. Young players who aren't ready for that kind of thing. Here's an inside handoff to about the 25.
Absolutely, but you're also sending your team a message by saying, you know, we're shutting down this program. We're going to have some conversations about what happened, and we're all going to learn from it. So if you play those games, and I get it, it's, you know, probably not the kids involved, but if you play those games, I like the decision just to say it's going to cost us two games this year.
There you go.
You know, it's the adults. The adults took the right approach and did that. So
here we have a timeout. Holman, it's going to be 4th and 2. I think both teams are going to think this over a bit. Baraboo, of course, is deep in their own territory, and they've got a hobbled backup quarterback at the controls. We'll see what they decide here. We'll take a moment to remind you that our sponsors include State Farm. That's the Chris Stanton Agency. Pals Brewing. Seasons Counseling. The Don Larson Superstore. And Baraboo State Bank. I'm Ben Bromley. Happy to be joined tonight by Brandon Wegner. We'll be with you all season for the home games here at Flambeau Field. Our next broadcast will be 2 weeks from tomorrow night when the Thunderbirds celebrate homecoming.
And if you're wondering where Pals is, I drive by it every day on my way to work. It's the old Arby's mobile gas station location in Wisconsin Dells there in front of the American. So.
And let's see what the T-Birds do here. Nolan Rogers is out there. That looks like he's going to punt. We found out he is the backup punter and the third-string quarterback.
Nolan Rogers.
He relieves Ron Berg either way. Nobody back deep for the Vikings. They don't believe it. Snap. The kick. That's going to be a short kick. Pop up. It's going to drop at about the 47-yard line and out of bounds. Well, maybe not quite. It's going to stay inbounds, just barely in Vikings territory. Jacob Alphonse grabs that one. It's going to be 1st and 10 for the Vikings. They're going to have another opportunity with 5 minutes, 23 seconds left in the half.
And that's kind of Coach Turkington waving the white flag. You know, it's only 4th and 2, but when you're down 31 with just over 5 minutes to go,
right?
You know, you just
call off the dogs.
Call off the dogs. Let them punt. And just you're going to get ready for next week. You're going to look at what happened. You're going to talk about some of the real positives tonight on the defensive side, and you're going to hope that your starting quarterback, Burgess, is able to bounce back. But if it's a concussion and he's in protocol, you don't know. He might need a week off. So.
And the Thunderbirds next week will be at La Crosse Central. See, it looks like the Vikings have a backup quarterback in under center. He pitches right, slipping but avoiding a tackle. And we got a couple of penalty flags in the backfield. So let's run down who we got. We got number 12 is in, the quarterback.
Bennett Schild is what it looks like. And sophomore, which is exactly what now, you know, Holman's going to do. They're going to get some of their young kids some time. And quite frankly, Baraboo, it almost looks like Baraboo's probably doing a little bit of that on defense as well, getting some of their younger kids in there.
And the carry was by number 31, Jin Jong. And that's a face mask penalty on the T-Bird, so that's going to be a first down. Holman.
And a Vikings first down.
Can you say that again? Who carried the ball?
That was Jin Chong.
Okay.
So now it's going to be 1st and 10 at the Baraboo 29. Holman yet again with a scoring opportunity.
I think so.
Of course, that would be a nice pride builder for their backups. But if you can score a varsity TD with your backup squad underclassmen in there. There's an inside handoff. Moving the pile. They're plowing forward for about 7.
I will say this. This is very meaningful for the sophomores to get into a varsity game. The first time I ever got into a game was I was a sophomore. We were blowing out the Dells. We ended up winning 71-0. That was that 96 team that was such a good team. And I'll always remember the first time I got to play a varsity game. It's garbage time, but you know what? It means a lot to these kids.
Was it like a Rudy situation where you got a sack?
I think I was on such a high, I barely remember being out there.
I was going to ask if you were also offside like Rudy.
Yeah. Ooh. Controversial.
Second and 3. Well, I already brought up the Reedsburg thing. So.
Yeah, that's fair.
Second and 3. There's another inside handoff for a first down and more.
84
That's going to be inside the red zone here for the Vikings. I'm trying to make out who that was.
Again is Ping Shu Shong. Rushes for
and, of course, I took the bait and talked about it as well. So, but I'm not talking about anybody eating cats and dogs. You can't bait me into that conversation.
So that was number 42, Ping Shu Shong, on that carry. That's going to be first and 10. And we're in about the 14 of Baraboo. The Holman backups hoping to score a touchdown here in the final minutes of the game. 3.5 minutes to go here at Flambeau Field. Another inside handoff. Why not? Stick with what's working. Only got a couple that time.
Who comes up off of that tackle there?
Sophomore Bennett Schild is under center now for 30, Holman.
31 for Baraboo. Owen Rogers made a nice solo tackle on that play. We've called his name a couple times tonight. He's out there still grinding.
4 yard gain on the last play.
Second and seven coming up for Holman.
Second and six.
And it sounds like we might have a timeout. Baraboo was going to call a timeout. Looks like they had some little bit of personnel confusion.
I think Baraboo had too many men on the field. The coach realized it and called a timeout.
They got guys coming in, coming out.
Well, I think Baraboo's got some of their younger players in now a little bit here and there. And so, you know, a little less experienced, and they had too many guys out on the field there. And it is time. I mean, when Holman, and that's what we talked about. Holman's, the team that's winning's got to switch out their players first, and then you should immediately follow suit to get some of your younger guys.
Well, and that's where even in a 31-to-zip ball game, you can find some value.
Right? Absolutely.
Some playing experience for your younger players.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get ready to get back to action here. It's Holman 31, Baraboo 0. We're down to 3 minutes and 1 second left to play here at Flambeau Field. This is a Mississippi Valley Conference game. The Vikings poised to improve to 3-1 on the season. Thunderbirds are going to be 0-4. Schilt under center. Takes a snap. Keeps. Stripped. Ball is loose. I think Holman got it back, but let's find out.
Oh, I wish I could have seen who stripped it.
No, Thunderbird ball. That's a turnover.
Great play.
By the Thunderbirds.
Who got that?
It was.
Boy, it might have been stripped by
on the inside, yeah.
Niall Pelland. He comes out of there pretty fired up. I'm not sure
exactly. Not sure who jumped on it either. Yeah.
Yep, I know it. You know, when they're down at the end zone on the far side, it is a little bit tougher for us to see. Plus, we're old.
There's that.
You know?
So, T-Birds are going to get the ball back here at about their own 11-yard line with 2:53 to go.
Ball spotted down at the 14-yard line. First and 10 for the Thunderbirds.
And I see Owen Rogers in that bright neon pink tape out there. That's, so, I think they've...
That way, it's easier to keep track of him. We appreciate that.
They've officially got him in at quarterback.
First and 10 for the Thunderbirds, deep in their own territory after jumping on the Holman fumble. Handoff to the inside. In between the tackles there for a short gain. I'm not sure who's the ball carrier. Let's see.
Is that number three?
Three?
I think so. Might have been Gabe Arnold on the carry. We're going to say
Gabe
it.
Gabe Arnold. Carrier.
For a short gain.
Rushes for a gain of three on the play. Second and seven.
Owen Rogers, third string quarterback in the game now for the T-Birds. In the waning moments of tonight's game.
We've got Gabe Arnold back there, and we have Killian Duncan back there in the T-Birds backfield.
Rogers waiting for the shotgun snap. He hands. Running right and being brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Was the Thunderbird ball
Rogers
carrier.
Handoff to Arnold.
That's Arnold again.
Nothing doing for Arnold that time. It's going to be third and long.
Third and five.
It is good to get these kids some reps. They deserve to be out there. Get them prepped for the future. And T-Bird's got banged up a few guys tonight, so you don't need to risk another injury.
We knew this would be a challenging matchup for the T-Birds, but, yeah, losing your quarterback in the first quarter doesn't help. Third and five for Baraboo. Owen Rogers takes the snap, gives. It's another inside run for
Gabe
number
Arnold
three,
again.
Gabe Arnold. That's going to bring up a fourth and
Gabe Arnold,
short.
Well,
no, they're calling that a
first
down.
Down.
I stand corrected.
Very
a first
nice.
Down carry. So a lot of T-Birds to run out the clock and try another play or two here.
Get six on that rush.
Minute 15 to go. I see you do a surprise drop back and launch it. What? Why not?
What do you have to lose?
Give one of these young kids out there at receiver a little bit of a chance. You got Spencer Schrader hasn't been targeted all tonight. Let's give him a little shot out there.
First and 10 for the T-Birds. We're under a minute to go. They're content to let a lot of this play clock run off. There's the snap. Once again, this time looking to go left was Arnold. He's got a loss of a couple on that play, and we'll see if we run another play here. We're at 40 seconds to go.
Arnold, the ball carrier, once again rushes for a short loss.
Well, what do we know about Central?
You know what? That's a great question. You caught me unprepared. I don't know much about Central. Let's go take a look.
Second and 11.
Last play of the game. 15-second play. And they're just going to end it with another inside handoff to Arnold. And that
so Central
will
is
do it.
1-2, or at least they were coming into this week's action.
And that will be the final play of the game.
But yes, our final score is Holman 31.
Your final score here Baraboo at Flambeau Field. The Holman Vikings 31, the Baraboo Thunderbirds 0.
Well, the T-Birds had some bright spots in the second half, a couple of decent-looking drives, and they were able to pounce on a couple of turnovers, just weren't able to get in the scoring column, Brandon.
That is for sure. This score really doesn't reflect how Baraboo's defense played. I mean, this is more of a 14-0, 17-0.
It felt more like that. There was those
it
huge,
really did.
Those three long touchdown plays that really blew it open.
I mean, you know, obviously, Holman, you know, we can say they might have scored on those drives anyway, but they never, you know, really had this long grinded out. It was always the big play, so we'll never know.
So for the T-Birds, up next is going to be a game at La Crosse Central, like we just found out. They are 1-2, at least they were coming into this week's action. The T-Birds will go into that game at 0-4. Meanwhile, the visitors, the Holman Vikings, improved to 3-1, and this is a good-looking squad.
Didn't really see
any glaring weaknesses here tonight.
No, not at all. And, you know, I think we talked about how Baraboo got really blown out by Sauk, 45-0.
Right.
And then when you see Holman beat Sauk, you kind of go, oh, you know, you're kind of nervous about, you know, the night a little bit and how this is going to go. And to Baraboo's credit, they played very well tonight overall against a very good team, so.
No question, yeah. We saw the one mutual opponent and saw that they had very different outcomes. You were nervous. And obviously, you know, look at the scoreboard. It's going to look like a blowout. But the T-Birds made a good effort here tonight. So how do you regroup? You start off 0-4?
Well,
you don't want to cash it in, right?
I mean, first and foremost, your big concern is the offense.
Right.
I mean, is your starting quarterback out another week? You're going to have to work with Romberg if you are on a lot of offensive snaps in the next, you know, week of practices. You're going to have to build his confidence. You know, he had two interceptions, and you're just going to have to talk him up, you know, and little extra practice. And you're going to need to focus on the offense. Focusing on, you know, how did they get these big holes, obviously, but if let's be honest, if you can't score, you're never going to win. So you got to focus on the offense first and foremost. So,
no doubt. Well, one last time, we'll remind you, our sponsors bringing you Baraboo Thunderbird Sports here on 99.7 Max FM include State Farm, Chris Stanton Agency, Pals Brewing, Seasons Counseling, the Don Larson Superstore, and Baraboo State Bank. We will be with you in 2 weeks when the Thunderbirds host La Crosse Logan. That'll be homecoming week. I always like to ask you about your homecoming memories. Since I covered your homecoming pep rally as a journalist.
Homecoming memories? I remember it well. We lost 20 or 21-6 to Portage. Back then, Portage had a pretty good football program. They had it was a heated rivalry. It was always Reedsburg was your biggest rival, and then Portage was your second biggest rival. And we had a tough year. We started the year 0-7. So we lost homecoming. We scored a touchdown in it, which was a big deal because we, just like tonight, we weren't scoring a lot of points. So I remember it well. But the festivities of homecoming is, it's really second to none. The floats, you know, the parade, the dance.
I've got a junior at home, and Frankie's already fired up about trying to win that spirit stick, you know,
yep.
thinking about the design of the parade float.
Yep.
So they're already planning a couple
powder
weeks out.
Powder Puff is a fun thing to help and
powder
watch.
Powder Puff and Powder Buff are going to be here a week from Sunday.
Yep, yep.
It's coming right up.
It's Americana at its best. It really is homecoming. That's right. You've got a junior.
Indeed. Yeah, Frankie. Yeah. Frankie's ready. They won Powder Buff last year as sophomores,
okay.
So they're ready to defend their crown.